Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at local and national politics. I'm Sydney Steele. The Missouri Department of Transportation's chronic lack of funding isn't very surprising anymore. Just last November, Missouri voters rejected Prop D, which would have increased the state's gas tax by 10 cents and used the funds to boost spending on roads and bridges. Without the additional funding, MoDOT counts on federal grant money to address infrastructure problems like the ones posed by Missouri's aging bridges. U.S. Representative Sam Graves announced that MoDOT will receive $20.7 million in federal grant funding for the state's bridge replacement program in a newsletter sent out in late August. In the newsletter, Graves said, "The average bridge in Missouri is 48 years old. Most were only designed to last for 50 years." Madison Chopek is a reporter for PolitiFact Missouri, which is a partnership between the Columbia Missourian and PolitiFact. She checked the statement to see if Representative Graves' number is correct. Hi, Madison.
Hi, Sydney.
So can we just cut to the chase? What was the final ruling on this fact check?
Sure. So our final ruling on this fact check was that the statement was mostly true, which for us means that it was true. The statement is accurate, but it needs clarification or additional information.
So the statement has two parts. Let's break it down a little bit. The first part says that the average age of bridges in Missouri is 48 years old. And you guys found that to be completely correct, right?
Yes. So we looked at MoDOT's website and we spoke to Missouri State Bridge Engineer Dennis Heckman, and we discovered that 48 is the average age of bridges in Missouri.
Okay. And then the second part was the one that was a little shaky. He said that bridges are only designed to last for 50 years. Can you tell me why that was not quite correct?
Yeah. So it's true that for decades, 50 was the expected design life of bridges in Missouri. They were built with that as the standard. However, it's very common, and it happens all the time, that a bridge reaches the age of 50 and it can be extended. The life can be extended through simple maintenance and repair. So basically, if a bridge reaches 50, that's when MoDOT essentially expects it to require more maintenance.
Mm-hmm. So how old are some of the oldest bridges in Missouri?
Yeah, so we don't actually know how old the oldest bridge in Missouri is, which was kind of a weird fact that we learned when we were checking into this story, because MoDOT doesn't really have any records pre, like, the 1900s. So some of our bridges are actually, like, 110 years old and possibly older than that, and there's about 40 bridges that are about 110 or older.
Wow. So why are aging bridges a concern for Missourians?
So aging bridges are a problem because the older a bridge gets, the more likely it is to be considered a poor bridge by the federal rating system. And poor bridges are often the ones that get weight restrictions put on them. And weight restrictions cause problems in terms of, like, economic development and also in terms of safety. A lot of our bridges can't, like, poor bridges can't support the weight of ambulances, fire trucks, or school buses, which is obviously a safety problem. And also that even, like, for farmers trying to transport grain to market, like, they just can't go over our weight-restricted poor bridges, which, of course, is hindering economic growth in the state and causes safety problems.
Can we talk a little bit about how you decided to get into this fact check?
We kind of gather our fact checks just by keeping our eyes and ears open and looking anywhere. So I saw this email come through in my inbox, but I was kind of startled by the number when I saw it. And so I was like, this seems like a problem. So we decided that we were going to check into that claim and see what it actually meant for Missouri.
You can read the complete fact check of this statement and more online at the Columbia Missourian or politifact.com/Missouri. As always, you can listen to more of Talking Politics on KBIA.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Sydney Steele.